who say 68-year-old retiree Gary Markham leads an active lifestyle is an understatement. He's just back from Alaska and before that was wintering in Florida. When at home in Tip City, Markham spends much of his time down on his knees gardening. He's already had a partial knee replacement and was facing a total knee replacement on the other knee. On a quest to find a better way with quicker recovery time and less pain, he noticed a commercial with a professional golfer.
5 weeks after his knee replacement, he was planning a golf tournament, walking 18 holes on a golf course. That made a lot of sense to me.
And you play golf.
And I play a lot of golf.
The commercial advertised customized knee implants unlike off-the-shelf models that come in 6 to 10 standard sizes. Markham discovered Cincinnati Dr. Michael Swank was doing this kind of surgery. Swank was one of the first in the country to use computer-assisted surgery in orthopedics.
I have a lot of interest in it and the technology because doing things specifically for a patient makes a whole lot of sense to me. It always makes a lot of sense. It never made any sense to do it the other way, especially when we achieve results that are, I would call average, 75%. We didn't get to be orthopedic surgeons by accepting 75% in anything we did. So I don't think that we should accept 75% accuracy as we go forward.
If the knee is not perfectly aligned, that can lead to back, hip, and ankle problems. Conformis is the company that made the implants for Markham. It also provides custom cutting guides for this minimally invasive procedure.
Once you decide to have surgery, then you have to have a scan. Once you have the scan, it takes about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, for the device to be made because it's made custom to you. And then anytime after that, we can do the surgery. So, and when we go to the OR, what we get is a kit basically that's specifically for him with those custom cutting guides inside it and the implants inside it and the spacers.
The scan creates a 3D map of Markham's knee. That 3D printed technology is then used to develop a precise wax mold used to form the metal component of the total knee. This results in a total knee implant. The implant is exactly the shape and size of Markham's natural knee. You might be thinking, this sounds expensive. Markham has Medicare, and he says his bill was actually cheaper than his last partial knee replacement because he spent less time in the hospital.
Doc did the surgery on a Friday, about 2 o'clock, came in on Saturday morning to see me, and I had already been up before he'd come in, less than 24 hours later, and walked without assistance up and down about a 100-yard hallway. And so he came in, and I said, how about a hug? I don't think he really wanted to give me a hug, but he did anyway.
3 days later, he walked up and down the stairs at his three-story home. Markham said he never took pain pills, and his physical therapist released him after the fourth of 14 visits scheduled. Dr. Swank compares the custom knee to building a new house and being able to preserve the landscape around it. He says if the damage to the landscape is minimized, it's going to recover more quickly.
It's a belief right now. It's not a fact. It's a belief that it does fit better and it is easier to recovery. We do less tissue releases and things. Does make it easier to recover because the less you do to the body native anatomy, at least theoretically, the easier it is to recover, right?
Dr. Swank sees more doctors doing knee replacements this way in the future. He doesn't understand, he says, why more surgeons aren't going the custom route yet. Listen to Gary Markham.
I couldn't be happier. As a matter of fact, about 5 weeks, I walked and played 18 holes of golf. And I play 3 or 4 times a week, and it's really improved my handicap. You know this knee.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.